sample reference number, 646.
Come in. Close the door behind you. Have a seat. Do you know why I called you in today? It's time for your performance review. I've been going over the reports and your recent performance. Frankly, I have some concerns. These numbers here, they're quite unusual. I expected better from you. I thought you were aware that I have high standards for my team. I don't recall giving you permission to exceed every expectation without notifying me. Yes, you heard me right. You've been performing far too well, Nyan. Did I scare you? Relax, you're not in trouble. Not that kind of trouble, anyway. In fact, you become one of my favorite employees. All those late hours, your dedication, and the little extras you do for me. I've noticed, you know, every coffee you bring me exactly how I like it. Every time you cover for me when I slip out for an extended lunch. Sitting too long makes me stiff. Being the boss means I can take little stretch breaks whenever I want. You're looking at me like a frightened little mouse, darling. I promise I won't bite unless you want me to. Truth is, you've impressed me. Not only with your work ethic, but with how attentive you are to your boss. You're always making sure I have everything I need, aren't you? Such a thoughtful employee. It's enough to make a boss feel positively pampered. Oh, don't look so shy. I mean it as a compliment. You've taken such good care of me that some might say you've spoiled me rotten. Now that I consider it, perhaps I should reprimand you after all. You've gone and ruined me, you know. Look at this. My suits barely fit anymore. I've grown quite large, over 800 pounds last I checked. And it's largely thanks to my indulgent lifestyle. All those gourmet lunches, the bakery treats that mysteriously appear on my desk. I wonder who could be contributing to that, You've been quite the accomplice in my indulgence, dear. Every extra treat, every decadent lunch. You're always right there making it easier for me to enjoy myself. You must have noticed the results of all that spoiling. And I certainly have noticed how attentively you look at me. Did you really think I hadn't caught you sneaking peeps? Yeah. Yeah. I see those glances when I finish off a big meal or when I stretch like that. It's all right. I like that you admire me. I'm flattered, really. Not everyone appreciates a woman of my size and appetite. But you've been different. You've been adoring in your own quiet way. I hope you know how much I appreciate your contributions. You contributed to my success here at work and to a few extra inches on my waistline. Such a dedicated employee, making sure your boss is always well-fed and happy. Given your excellent performance, I think it's time I reward you. I'm officially recommending you for a special, let's call it a professional development opportunity. Starting now, I want you to join me for some company-funded, extraordinarily extravagant lunch outings. Think of it as extended mentorship. Or maybe team building. We'll explore the finest restaurants, sample entire menus, all company dime. Don't worry about the expense reports. As a CEO, I have my ways to categorize a 3-hour gourmet lunch as a business strategy meeting. Yeah. Can you imagine midday breaks at the new 5-star bistro across town, tasting every dessert they have? Or afternoons in that fancy buffet hall, seeing you can stack a plate higher. I hope you brought your appetite. After all, you helped mine grow so much. It's only fair to return the favor. Honestly, I just enjoy your company. Food tastes better with a friend, and I've grown quite fond of you. Consider these our little getaways during the workday. No emails, no meetings. Well, none that aren't about deciding between appetizers. Just you, me, and a table full of delicious food. But remember, this is a reward for your hard work, so I expect you to fully indulge. That's an order. Imagine the looks in our colleagues' faces as they knew their strict boss was sneaking off to spoil her favorite employee with lavish lunches. Of course, we'll frame it as professional development. Improving our palate can be career-enhancing, right? Thank you for being so wonderful. You truly deserve this. And to be frank, I've been looking for an excuse to spend more time with you. Now, how about we start your first reward today? I promise I won't judge how much you eat. If you promise not to judge me either. Not that you ever would, my dear. After all, indulgence is so much more fun with a partner. And I can already tell, this is the start of a beautifully indulgent partnership. Come along, then. That's an order from your boss. Time to put all those contributions you made to good use, Nyan. I'm proud of you. Keep up the good work and the good company. After you, dear.